The DM&E expansion plan is the largest and most challenging construction proposal ever before the Surface Transportation Board. The recommendation modifies a company proposed route to avoid any environmentally sensitive areas along the Cheyenne River. The STB has already granted preliminary approval to the expansion. The 1,000-mile route includes the construction of 280 miles of new rail and upgrading 600 miles of existing line. DM&E President Kevin Schieffer says the route is the most important part of the draft environmental impact statement. He says most people want to know how many, if any, towns the railroad has to bypass in order to receive final approval.
We were very pleased to see that the indication is that if a bypass is to be considered, they want to know how much those who propose the bypass should contribute to it, and I think that will put some accountability into the process.
The environmental impact statement does not offer conclusions about bypasses in Pier and Brookings, South Dakota, and in Rochester. Schieffer would prefer not to bypass any community, but is negotiating with the Brookings group to build a bypass there as long as the group deals with the landowners and comes up with $25 million.
My personal belief is that regardless of any issue we've got going right now, there won't be one built because it's not necessary, but we have offered somebody the option.
The Surface Transportation Board says DM&E must build a bypass around Mankato because that's the only spot on the line the railroad rents track from Union Pacific. Mankato City Administrator Pat Hengis says the city agreed the rail companies would have two lines running parallel through town, but the companies can't agree on that, which Hengis says is good and bad news for the community.
The bypass is going to kind of sandwich Mankato between two railroads at this point, the Union Pacific, who's operating on the current corridor, and now the traffic of DM&E will be going around the southern and western portions of the city.
And that means twice as many coal trains through Mankato each day. The DM&E expansion plan is driven by deregulation of the electricity markets and the Clean Air Act. DM&E would haul 40 million tons of low-sulfur coal in its first year of operation and double that within 4 years. Many rural towns need an expanded rail to survive, something that's got support from agricultural interests. But the people who live closest to the Powder River Basin, who are emotionally tied to their open spaces and peaceful living, will fight to prevent the new line from passing through their land. Nancy Darnell is the spokesperson for a group of Wyoming landowners. A Burlington Northern train skirts along her property, so she knows the smudge of pollution on the typically crystal clear horizon.
There will never be a morning when we wake without hearing the rumble of the train and the whistles blow. And for that to happen to what's left of the wide open spaces of Wyoming and America, we think is a crime, basically. And it's not something that we're going to allow to happen without absolutely every effort on our part to prevent it.
Wyoming landowners are willing to go to court to prevent the expansion. Kara Hetland, Minnesota Public Radio, Sioux Falls.